Hey, everybody. We are at Ground Zero for Windows Phone 7 here on Microsoft Campus, and they've got some big news being announced today, especially for developers. So this here is Brandon Watson's office. He's developer for Windows Phone, or director for Windows Phone. We're going to check in and see what he has to say. All right, Brandon, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
Okay. Doing anything exciting?
Just back from Korea. It's a little bit jet lagged. Yeah.
Well, we won't take too much of your time, but the Niners out there want to know. We know that you've got some big announcements coming out today for Windows Phone 7, so lay it on us.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. We've been at this for, I guess, about 6 months now publicly. Obviously, we've been working on it for a lot longer, but we came out in March at Mobile World Congress, and people got really excited about the phone, which is great. Or February Mobile World Congress, and we wanted to share some of the progress we've made and let people know how excited we are. But also talk about just the exciting stuff we're seeing in the community. We continue to be blown away by the support of the ecosystem and the fact that so many people have shown up wanting to build apps for Windows Phone 7. Over 300,000 downloads of the tools. We finally crossed that number. It's a big number. When you think about no phones in marketplace and not even final tools, right? Yeah. I mean, we've only just recently released the beta. But I can actually announce that as of today, we are going to be final on September 16th. So the final tools will be available for everybody.
I know our audience especially, I'm sure, has played a major role in all of those downloads. You know, they're out there developing apps as we speak.
They are. You know, it's a funny thing. We just posted a Jumpstart training. This is a 12 courses up. And within the first, I don't know, a couple of hours, there's over 2,000 views of the first of the sessions, which was, that blew me away, right?
Yeah, they're hungry for it.
They are hungry for it. We're happy. We need to give them more, right? So we need to give the developers everything they need to be successful, and the coursework is there, the tools are there, but it's not just the tools being final. There's extra stuff in the tools.
So September 16th, that's the date the final tools will be available, and what can they expect from those tools?
Tools obviously being final means any app that you build with those tools are ready for marketplace ingestion, which will be opening up first week of early October when kind of the marketplace opens up for ingestion, but we also have the final tools for the controls for Panorama and Pivot, as well as the Bing Maps control, which developers have been asking for.
Yeah.
We said would be coming. They kind of speculated that it would be there in the final tools release, and it is, in fact, going to be in the final tools release. That's going to be available on the 16th.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know there was some other news I think you wanted to talk about regarding ISVs.
You know, we've had quite a lot of interest from not just the apps makers, the games makers. We just had a GamesCon, did a bunch of announcements last week. Over 50 titles that we announced for Xbox Live, and as well as for the on the app side, there's a lot of very, very exciting ISVs who are showing up to build applications for Windows Phone 7. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, yeah. Great. And so all of this will be available at developer.windowsphone.com?
That's right. Developer.windowsphone.com is the place to start. Get all the tools here, get all the updates. You'll be able to take advantage of all the great tools and resources that we make available to you as a developer.
Yeah.
It's definitely exciting times.
All right, well, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to work. September 16th, you heard it here. That's the date. Thanks, guys.